Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And glad you're listening. And a little reminder here that we're going to have some, you know, dedicated shows during the basketball season. We're even developing a show that's dear to my heart because I came out of the PIL, Cleveland High School, in Portland, Oregon. So we're going to develop a little show about PIL basketball, which is going to be kind of fun and to do, and do that with Scott Aker, who is the coach at Wilson High School. And we'll cover the entire PIL, and we'll have more on that very soon, and we'll have probably a four-month run on that show. And then, of course, every first Wednesday of the month, we'll have on Kip Ione, who does an outstanding job as the head men's basketball coach at Willamette University. By the way, I am Greg Crawford. I host this show each week. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsport.wordpress.com, where I'm going to be writing a lot about basketball. I do a lot of power rankings. You know, I combine the Great Cascade Collegiate Conference and the Northwest Conference, two basketball leagues where Kip actually coaches, and we do the Monday night show with Shannon Rosenberg at Linfield, and we do the Sunday night show with Denari Foreman and Tim Cleary, Denari at Lewis and Clark, Tim Cleary at Pacific. But tonight, we also are going to have another member of the Northwest Conference on, Eric Bridgeland, the coach of Whitman, and he does a great job up there, member of the Northwest Conference, and I've known Eric for a while, way back to the days when he was at Puget Sound and an assistant at Lewis and Clark, and of course, he also coached at Pepperdine, and where he was an assistant, and he filled in. You know, one year, mid-season, got the team into the West Coast Conference playoffs. So Eric is an outstanding basketball coach, and we're waiting for him to join us tonight. So it'll be a lot of fun to talk to him. If you have a basketball question and you're listening out there tonight, give us a call, 347-202-0927. That's 347-202-0927. And we'd love to hear from you. And we don't see Eric yet, so I'm wondering if something didn't come up. And that happens from time to time when we talk to coaches, and they have a lot of responsibility nowadays. They have a responsibility to their school, to their family, parents, to student-athletes, and you name it, and things do come up from time to time, and I have a feeling that Eric's probably not going to be able to join us tonight, but hopefully we can get him on in the future. But if you have a basketball question, I would love to hear from you at 347-202-0927 about any phase of basketball. And I know listeners have great questions. We have a lot of listeners. They have a tendency not to call in. But since we're not hearing from Eric yet, I sure wish that you would call in here and ask me a question. If we don't get any calls, we'll probably end a little bit early tonight. We'll be back on this show next Wednesday. As I said, it'll be the first Wednesday of the month. That means that we will bring on Kip Ione from Willamette University, a member of the Northwest Conference. And, of course, Kip has done an outstanding job there, got his team into the playoffs. Only four teams out of the nine can get into the Northwest Conference playoffs at the end of the year. So it is a tough battle. It is a tough conference, and we plan to talk a lot about on that on the Lucas and Crawford B-Ball Show all year long. Of course, for a lot of people listening in the Portland area, the Blazers had a smashing success tonight. And if you listen to this on the podcast in the future, they, of course, won their game big over the New Orleans Pelicans. C.J. McCollum had a huge game. Damian Lillard had his usual superstar game and got them off to a good start. The NBA is off to a great start, you know, with the opening night and Detroit surprising Atlanta and then Cleveland almost beating, coming back and beating Chicago. They didn't. And, of course, Golden State proving once again that they are going to be a very good team in the NBA and a real threat to win back-to-back titles. Of course, I've said about a month ago, and I'm sticking with it, I'm going to pick a kind of a little bit of an upset here. I'm going to pick San Antonio and Miami in the finals this year. So that's a little bit of a long shot, but who knows on that basis. Some of the other shows that, you know, I do on Blog Talk Radio, I want to mention them. On Sunday night, I do the CO Golf Show with David Ogren. And you can find any of these shows by going to www.blogtalk.com. They're www.blogtalkradio.com. And then just punch in the shows that you like. As I said, on Sunday night, I do the golf show with David Ogren. That is always a lot of fun. He is terrific. He's candid. He's opinionated. He is unbelievable on the radio. And if you haven't listened to that show and you love golf, or if you don't love golf and just love sports or good radio, he is terrific. Then following that on Sunday nights, 9:30, I do the Portland Metro Small College Hoop Show. That show features Brad Barbrick from Concordia University. Then we go to Cliff Wagner, Clackamas Community College, then to Nari Foreman, Lewis and Clark College. Then our fourth guest is Kurt Bickley, always Multnomah University, and Tim Cleary always closes out the program from Pacific University. Then on Monday nights, we have the Shannon Rosenberg Show. Of course, Shannon is the head men's basketball coach at Linfield College, very dear to my heart, Linfield College. And that's followed by the Portland Pilots Show, where we feature Jason Rowe, the associate athletic director, does a great job with that show. Tuesday night, we have the NWAC South Fast Break Show. That show has Trevor Hopp from Southwestern Oregon Community College on it. It has Bruce Chavka from Lane Community College. And then Tony Broaddus. We love Tony. All the great work he does in basketball, has won a state championship for the state of Oregon and an NWAC championship. Pretty amazing. Great job there. And he's at Portland Community College. And Cliff Wagner closes that program out each Tuesday. And then on Wednesday night, we do the Tyler Gevings Show at 9:30. Of course, Tyler is the outstanding, one of the most underrated basketball coaches in the country. He's at Portland State University, and we also do this show, the Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show, where we talk to the world of basketball, no matter what level it is. We were hoping to talk to Eric Bridgeland tonight, but that apparently is not going to happen. We'll give it a few more minutes, then I think we will sign off, and we'll be back again with our next appearance on Blog Talk Radio. And Sunday night, and I failed to mention a new show that has started on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. It's the Alford and Crawford on Pro Hoops Show, and boy, what a show that's turning out to be. Jovan Alford and I, of course, Jovan is based in Philadelphia. I am based in Portland, Oregon, and we talk the world strictly of pro hoops. D-League, NBA, NBA draft, you name it, and if you're a fan of the D-League, we definitely give that a lot of coverage, but the majority of the coverage on that, and then we'll also cover the NBA draft. So we got a lot going on, a lot of basketball, golf, to the two sports that I love the most, along with sports business. And I think I failed to mention also the Tuesday night show at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Boy, I'm slipping up a little bit here. Gregory Crawford on Sports Piz, where we talk to the movers and shakers in the sports arena. So a lot of fun that we have and everything, and I hope you can catch all those shows, part of them, everyone. And don't forget, if you can't listen live, you can pick up the podcast at any time. That is there available. Great job Blog Talk Radio does. It's fabulous to work with them. Those shows are podcasted forever. Now, don't forget, if you're in the Portland, Oregon area this weekend, the Great Jamboree gets underway at 9 o'clock. Clackamas Community College, be a huge crowd there. You'll see a lot of movers and shakers in the world of basketball there. A lot of four-year coaches, basketball coaches, and that will be great. And it'll be interesting to see real human interest story there. Umpqua Community College is in that. We all know the story of Umpqua and the tragedy. They're playing basketball, and good for them. And they're going to be there at the Jamboree, along with Portland Community College, Mount Hood, Clackamas, of course, the host. Then you've got Multnomah JVs, you've got Pacific JVs, and then you've got three teams from up north, Grays Harbor, Centralia, and South Puget Sound Community College. So a lot going on, and that's a terrific event. I hope you'll get out to Clackamas. I think you pay $3 for the entire day. What a bargain. We're going to sign off right now, glad you're joining us. We hope you join us next Wednesday night at 10 p.m., Lucas and Crawford on B-Ball Show, when we'll be talking with Kip Ione, the outstanding coach at Willamette University. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Of course, Eric Bridgeland was scheduled to appear. The head men's coach done a great job at Whitman. Not able to join us tonight. I don't know the reason, but sorry about that for all of you that tuned in for that. But good night, everyone. Have a great week, and don't forget to make your free throws. And we love our listeners. We really do.